Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show, the Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we are joined by the legendary, handsome, talented Larry Anderson. What's up, man? L.A.?
Am I supposed to be on now?
Yeah!
Well, after all that, I was like, wait a minute, they got the wrong guy.
Yeah, Baldy's on a four. I mixed it up, yeah. So, L.A., another outstanding start from Zach Wheeler last night. Where, in terms of all the Phillies pitchers you've seen, and I know I'm asking this on the spot, but where is Zach Wheeler sort of in that hierarchy of the best pitchers who have ever pitched for the Phillies?
He's right there near the top. I mean, I got to believe with what he's doing. It's like every time we need a game, we need a big game, he's there. Like, it just, he doesn't fail. It doesn't mean he hasn't had a couple of, toss away games, but it not for the big ones, not for the ones that I feel like we really need to win. You have to have a win in the series. He's the one guy that makes you feel like you're going to get that one win. And he's been doing it all year. He's just been phenomenal. I know Chris Sale's been outstanding too, but I don't know. For this guy, to me, he already should have one Cy Young, and
yeah,
I think this year should be a second. I mean, obviously, if it doesn't go to him, he's going to be number two. I can't imagine anybody else that's close mm-hmm. to Sale or Wheeler in that department. But he's just, talk about a horse. And he just, when you think about all the great pitchers the Phillies have had, he's the one guy in the big game that has stepped up when we've needed it the most. And that says a lot.
It's really interesting he's been so dependable, especially considering that when he was with the Mets, he was obviously talented, but, you know, from an injury perspective or a consistency perspective, he never really hit that peak like he's had for the entire five seasons he's been here.
No. And, if you look at it, you go back to when we got him, I would venture to say 95 to 100% of the fans would have said, well, if you could have DeGrom or Wheeler, who would you take? I really believe everybody would have said DeGrom.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And yep.
Thank goodness we got Wheeler. I mean, with the healthy DeGrom, he wouldn't do anything more than Wheeler is doing right now. I really don't believe that. I mean, he's got great stuff, and not to take anything away from him, but DeGrom's, I mean, has been absolutely a person that you just totally cannot depend on. Mm-hmm. And it's not his fault. He just had injuries, and it's. You know, I mean, Lefty used to say it all the time. You only have so many bullets, and nobody knows how many bullets there are in the chamber. It's a crapshoot. And we got the right guy. I think no question about it. I just can't say enough about it.
The one thing that impresses me, L.A., is that it seems like he's hit his stride and right into the prime of his athletic abilities since he signed here. He may have shown flashes when he was right in New York, but he had injury issues at times or what have you. It seems like since he's put on the Phillies pinstripes, he's been at his best. What is it about a pitcher as they get a little older that he's gotten better? Like, what do you think that is that has allowed him to be better later in his career?
I think just absolutely trusting in himself and what he's capable of doing. Early on, you know, you're still trying to, maybe not comparing yourself to others, but you are compared to others. And like I said, with DeGrom there, everybody talked about DeGrom. Maybe had some very good pitchers in New York, but I thought a little bit inconsistent. I didn't think he pitched to his ability with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
But I think obviously with experience, you get better. You should, if you're always trying to improve. I mean, what was it last year? He came up with the splitter. Let me start throwing a splitter. He started throwing that. It really helped him. As you get older, you have more of a tendency or ability to experiment with other things because you know what you have in your back pocket. You know, and to me, like what he's got in his back pocket is he's got that fastball that he can. And I'm telling you, I watching him when he kind of lowers his wrist a little bit, and that's when he's throwing that high fastball. He's got it to where he can almost pinpoint it at the top of the zone, which is not easy to do. But by pinpointing it, with dropping his wrist, it's almost like he's throwing a riser. But yet he's not a three-quarter pitcher. He's a little higher than that. But he can lower that wrist and run that riding fastball up in his zone. He did it to Adames a couple times last night. The one was a big strikeout he needed, and he reached back, did that through the high strike, and got the swing and the miss. I think he's just more than anything trusting in his own self. I think he really believes in himself and he really trusts himself. And I think as pitchers get older, that becomes easier to do. And I think he's at the point, and I agree with you, he's at his pinnacle right now. And he knows what he's capable of doing, and he's very confident. I mean, when you talk about any great athlete, what they've accomplished, things they've accomplished, one of the first things that you can point to is their confidence. They believe in themselves. I think where Wills is at right now, and it's, man, is it fun to watch him.
Talking to Larry Anderson, so on the not-going-so-great side, Aaron Nola has struggled for a few starts now. Is there anything in particular you see that's going on with him?
I go back to it. He doesn't have that thing right now in his back pocket. Crutch and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And he said at one point he was talking to Schilling, and he says, why is it that, like, you can go out there and do what you do, you know, you struggle a little bit? And Schill was like, I always have that down and away fastball in my back pocket. I know I can make that pitch. I can throw that pitch every time. I always have that. And he said, that's why I don't get rattled. I don't get concerned because I have that. One of the big things for me is Nola's inability to pitch at the knees. And I don't think it's from a lack of trying. I just his mechanics or whatever. It's like he can't get his hand on top of the ball to throw downhill. And he'll throw his two seamer or something like that, and he'll have movement on it on the corners, but it's flat. If he's on top of it, he'll get a little sink to it too, which I think would help him tremendously. But he can't reach back and throw that down and away fastball to a right hander. His go-to thing, and which I think hurts him a little bit, is makes him predictable, is he goes to the curveball oftentimes when he needs a big pitch. And I don't think it's a secret that hitters know that and teams know that. And when you become predictable, it's a lot easier to hit when you have a better idea of what a guy might do. But again, I beat a dead horse, but if you look at guys that get fastballs down and away, right-handed hitters, how often they take them and how often they complain about them, that they're not strikes, they're not strikes, they're not strikes. They are strikes, but they won't even, most of the time they won't even swing at it. But that doesn't do anybody any good if you can't execute. And I think that's Aaron's problem right now, is he's not been executing his pitches. One other thing that might be creeping in for him, because he's talked about it, it's like it's that one big inning he gives up.
Yeah.
Like once he gets somebody on or a couple guys on, he can't stop the bleeding. And I think it's easy in your mind, and for having been there, it's easy in your head to go, oh, here we go again, instead of, I'm going to shut this down right now. And it's when things aren't going good for you as a player, I think you can relate to, like, something happens that's kind of continued to happen. You go, oh man, not again.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this kind of a negative feeling about you, and then you're done. And I don't know if that's happening to him. I would hope not, but I'd be hard pressed to believe that it's not, when he admits it, like it's that one big inning that he gives up that he gets hurt. And it's when, if you have that mind, not the, I don't say the mindset, but when you have it in your mind that
here
we go again, and it's going to be a struggle to get out of it. And I think that might be part of his problem right now, a lack of confidence in getting out of situations he needs to.
Yeah.
LA, we don't want to count our chickens before they're hatched. However, is there a team out of this grouping that would, scare is the wrong word, cause the most concern for the Phillies to play in the NLDS? The Brewers, the Mets, the Braves, the Padres. Who would you want to face the least?
Wow. Whoever has the best pitching, because
yeah.
I'm serious, the Diamondbacks worry me, because they've got some left-handed hitters. Mm-hmm. They got right-handers. They got left-handed hitters that can neutralize that, and they got crazy speed. I think a little bit like Milwaukee is a little bit similar. But the Dodgers, they offensively scare me, but their pitching, they're struggling with their pitching. And I think that's an advantage for the Phils. I don't know. I mean, it's,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I remember you saying this last year. We asked you the same question last year, and you said the Diamondbacks, and you said the pitching. And at that time, I'm like, man, the Diamondbacks, they ain't just scraping to even get to the playoffs. Why would we be worried about them? And sure enough, that was the team that knocked us out, man. So you had it pegged correctly last year, and that Diamondbacks team, man, they've almost scored almost 100 runs more than anybody else in the league. It feels like they score double digit runs seemingly every other night.
Yeah.
That is a scary team.
It is, and if we're not, I mean, I know we scored runs last night, but it's, I mean, how many times of late have we gone 3, 4, 5 innings
right
before we have a hit?
Yep.
And I'm like, man, and you get in the playoffs. Most of these teams, they have decent pitching, but that's one of the reasons they're there. But also, they have very good bullpens. And you get behind early, and you don't do anything. You don't put anything on the board early. And then you got to go against some of these really good relievers throwing 98 to 100 plus, I mean, you're asking for trouble. I don't think the Diamondbacks pitching is as good right now as it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're still, it's a lot of the same guys. Merrill Kelly, who's not been as sharp, but he certainly seems to have our number and fought the rookie last year. Maybe not as good, but against us, pretty good. And stuff like that. I think we haven't had trouble with Gallen as much. But they can put runs on the board, like you said, like instantly. They can bang, there's three runs right there. And it's Corbin Carroll's down a little bit. His home run production is up, but his average is down, which might help other teams. But keeping him off base is because he can run so well. But mm-hmm. I don't know. Something about the Diamondbacks just is a concern for me.
And they came here and beat us in game 6 and 7.
Revenge.
So it's not like they would be afraid of playing us. That's the other thing. We don't even have the psychological advantage over them.
Yeah, and the series, the 4-game series we had there, it didn't go real well for us. And it was a little bit of pummeling at times in that series.
Yeah.
I think they're a competent team going against us, whereas I don't know if the other teams are as competent going against us right now.
Yep.
All right, L.A. Well, we are close to locking up. We were all talking before the season. We all said winning the division is important, and we are on the precipice of that actually happening. So, obviously the goal is to win a World Series, but it's been a nice little regular season here so far.
Yeah, and with the other thing with the tiebreaker that we have, it turns the Dodgers 2-game game lead into a 3-game lead, and the Brewers 4-game lead into a 5-game lead. So. Yeah. That's something to think about going ahead here in the next 10 games or so.
Well, your boy Jack over there is a coward, wants the 2 seed rather than 1 seed because he wants a different matchup in the NLDS.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want the Diamondbacks. Yes. I know that.
Yeah. I want Mets or Brewers, not Diamondbacks or Padres. That's the case for the 2 seed.
All right.
He's a coward. He's a coward.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
All these chesty. From Friday night when they lost against the Mets, everyone's like, they suck. They're going to blow it. Now they win a couple games in a row, and everyone's like, yeah, give me whoever.
Yeah.
I'll take anyone at CBP.
L.A., difference with Jack is he is thinking those things. He's just not saying them out loud.
He won't say them, yeah.
But what more would you expect in this town? It's Easter famine, boy. You know
yes,
that.
Sir. All right, L.A.
All right, brother.
I appreciate
Sounds
you, man.
Good. Take care.
There he is, the handsome, legendary, talented Larry Anderson. Yeah.
I want no part to the Diamondbacks. None.
Honestly, every National League team I could find a reason to be scared.
Yeah, they're all scary.
Yeah. We
got the best record in baseball.
I know.
We're like every team we're scared of.
Every team can make the playoffs. Yeah. Every team can make the World Series.
Yeah, every team. Every team. Joe in Springfield, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Great show.
Thank you, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Yeah, hey, man, listen, the sky's falling, you know what I'm saying? Doom and gloom. We lose one game. I know it didn't look good, but I still got faith in my birds, man. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that bothers me, though, is the whole Nick Sirianni thing. I agree that he is catching way too much flack for what's going on. I believe it's more of an organizational thought process. I believe that's why Doug Peterson left, because I believe Howie and Jeffrey Lurie want to be involved, obviously. I think that they try to, and like even when they wanted, instead of like when we were begging for him to run the ball during it was the year after the Super Bowl.
And they run the damn ball, man!
Yeah,
exactly. You have to expect the general manager and the owner wanting to be involved. I have no problem with that. I think the problem that I have is you can't allow your... I really do believe that the fear of what happened with Chip Kelly has led them to head coaches who are less established and a little more happy to be here.
Yep.
And
exactly.
I understand why you would feel that way, but it wasn't Chip Kelly's presence that led to the problem with Chip Kelly. It was Chip Kelly's presence and then allowing him to run the entire organization. And it's up to Howie and Jeffrey, if you give somebody that extent of power, you know, as far as I know, Jim Harbaugh isn't running the entire organization in Baltimore, but I think
wait till he wins for a season or two there.
Well, maybe, but I would take it. You know, in that case, I guess I just, you can't be afraid of having a successful coach because you're worried that the coach will succeed almost. Because even if you hire Sirianni and Sirianni wins a Super Bowl, you're not going to have the same Sirianni. He's not going to sit around and do whatever you tell him to do if he ends up being successful.
But at least they get a Super Bowl in return.
Sure. Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you get a Super Bowl in return with one of those other guys too. But I guess there's less hassle up front.
I agree. I only thing I'll say is I think a lot of teams around the league have adopted this philosophy. Is that you got these guys that own the team, they put in these analytics guys in their front office, and they want to sort of run the team from a front office management standpoint, and the head coach is really seen as another employee. Whereas when I played, coaches like Andy, Bill Belichick, a few others, Bill Cowher at the time, Pete Carroll, like Mike Holmgren, these guys ran the entire organization, and the owner was just told to stay out of the way. Like Bill Parcells started that. Owners have gotten away from wanting those type of coaches.
I do think that we are at the extreme level of all of that, and it happened. There's a substantial difference to what we think Nick Sirianni's role within the organization is today compared to 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for a guy who went to a Super Bowl and then went to the playoffs and won 24 games in 2 years, it seems like it's gone down. And that is to me, the weirdest part is that he is consistently answering for things which we're all sure that he is not responsible for. Mm-hmm. So I think he is in a no-win situation where somebody like Mayo in New England or I don't get the sense that they are in no-win situations.
But they are.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What control do they have?
Not control, but I can tell you when the Patriots won the first week, there was a lot of positive, look what Mayo's doing.
Sure.
But if the Eagles win these 2 weeks, I don't think that there's going to be any conversation
about Sirianni.
Oh, I agree
from that standpoint, sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand from that standpoint. But also, the Patriots are overachieving.
Yes, yes,
They're overachieving, yeah, low expectations. I just think here in Philadelphia, we're so inundated with everything, and we scrutinize everything. It's just what we do here.
Sure.
It's a little different coaching here. Some coaches can get away with just being that guy for their team, and the media, the fan base doesn't overreact to everything. Here, we're different.
Yes.
And I'm not saying it's bad or it's good. It's just how we are. It's who we are.
We are different. Hey, Joe, what is a movie, a TV show, an album, something really popular that you've never seen or heard?
Real quick, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think he's in a no-win situation, like you said, Spike, and I feel sorry for him because I think he deserves a lot more credit than what he's getting. And, I wonder what the national view of him is. Maybe you can comment after I hang up, but I wonder if they feel the same way we do about him being, like, not a puppet, but somebody who's, just running the whole thing, not kind of involved in day-to-day or play calling and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the thing I haven't not seen is I never seen an episode of Yellowstone.
It's a
great show.
So I've never seen it either. Good one,
I've
Joe.
Never seen Yellowstone either.
I've never seen it. And by the way,
I do know about the show.
Well, the Costner thing, of course, turned into a big deal.
Yeah,
but it's one of those shows where it's like the first three or four seasons are unbelievable.
It's a Western show, right?
Yeah, and then it's unwatchable.
Yeah,
really.
Like everyone gets it by that point. You know, like, I just think it lost a lot of steam, but the first three seasons were great. There's a lot of shows like that, though.
I don't want to watch a Western show.
I know.
It's too
I know.
Fake. It's like Sopranos. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, hold on.
And by the way,
Sopranos are real.
We're doing this because it is James Gandolfini's birthday, and I've never seen The Sopranos. So,
yes.
Next question today is something that you've never seen or heard that is very popular.
Yeah, talking about an actor or actress gone too soon.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, man. I feel like he still had a little more left in him to give us.
So he great, and I know you guys make fun of me for True Romance, but a great.
No, you told me that. Yeah, you said that.
Gandolfini in True Romance was awesome. I mean, he's only in one scene, but it is I would say
How
can he be great in one scene?
It is the scene in the movie. It is him. It's Dennis Hopper. It's him and Patricia Arquette. So he's in one with Patricia Arquette, which is famous, and then he's in the scene with Dennis Hopper and Christopher Walken. So two scenes.
Okay.
Incredible scenes. Gandolfini was what? Probably 58, 59, 60 years old. Yeah, when he passed away. Something like that. Yeah. Way too soon. Absolutely. Yeah. Coming up next, so speaking of coaches that would want a lot of power. We've heard the name Bill Belichick bannered around with the Eagles. And he did talk a little bit about the Eagles organization and what he thinks of the organization.
Goat was in the building
on
Monday
a podcast.
Night.
He was.
In the building
with
Monday
Matt
night.
Patricia, which yeah. I don't know how that was allowed to
yeah.
happen.
I don't know how. Yeah, Matt. He must have got in with Bill Belichick. There's yeah. no way they let Matt Patricia in by himself. Yes.
You think it was just Belichick plus one?
Yeah, it had to be a plus one. Yes. No
so
doubt.
Belichick was talking about the Eagles, and we will play that for you
fly,
next.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
It is interesting. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door to get the second half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.